Question was, is there a trick for you to get past your fears in a negotiation?
A trick to get past fears in a negotiation. All right, so you want a trick? Figure out the ultimate trick is to figure out how to not get triggered. And that's impossible. You're going to get triggered in every single conversation. So the trick is label yourself before, label yourself during. Curiosity trumps fear. It's hard to be afraid and curious at the same time. There's nobody who is afraid of going into a dark garage by themselves. They're curious as to what's inside. Curiosity will trump fear. And that's why in caviar, that's the C. We start off with that. You have to stay curious because you can't be angry, you can't be fearful and curious at the same time. So understand that between stimulus and response is space. And that's where you can make up your mind on how you're going to actually respond. But I'll turn it over to the rest of you guys. What are your thoughts?
I was going to say, unaddressed negatives never go away, and neither do unaddressed fears. If they're your fears, you're the one that's going to have to address them. And self-labeling is the way. And to Derek's point, and then just curiosity, are my fears well-founded? And you start investigating that with the other side. Listen to them because that's evolutionary. That keeps you out of danger, but don't let them cloud your communication. Don't let them cloud your mind. Address them so that you can think more clearly and move forward in your negotiation or your sensitive conversation.
So this is everything we do is a choice. And I'll take it to one of my first negotiations. I was so afraid, and I trusted, you trust the skills. You have to say, I'm diving into the deep end, and I'm going to accept that I'm diving into the deep end. And I'm going to take these tools and I'm going to do the best I can. Every time I get afraid, I'm going to dive in with a tool. And so I'll tell you about a negotiation I had where I was afraid recently. It was with an adult, a young adult in my life who I happen to be a parent of. And I didn't know, it was totally emotionally charged. And I'm sitting across the table from her and I'm triggered for multiple reasons. And it's just kind of, we're starting out this conversation and you guys are going to laugh because she's talking about what she wants to do in life. And so what did I do? You dive into the skill. I had nowhere to go with this conversation. I wanted to start slowly. So I said, "Well, what are you passionate about? What about that makes you passionate? Sounds like you really like whatever. I'm not going to get into the conversation, but the point of that whole scenario is that if you make a choice that when you're afraid, you're going to trust the skills that you invested in, they'll work for you. And your practice within those skills, within using that skill set, will make you better for when that difficult conversation happens. But when the difficult conversation happens, instead of conceding, just trust the skills. Say, I make a choice. I'm going to use labels and I'm going to keep trying. I'm not going to give up.
I'll give some. I don't know that this has ever been talked about by the Black Swan group, so non-Black Swan mindset shifts that I was taught at a very young age is oftentimes we were afraid or we fear out of feeling embarrassed, out of looking dumb. And I would say have very short memory of failure. Because oftentimes when we have one failure, then it just goes and it's kind of a snowball effect of it goes into all of these other conversations and you just keep talking yourself into, well, what if this goes wrong? What if this goes wrong? What if this goes wrong? And if you have a short memory of your failures, that snowball effect almost doesn't happen. Of course, it's going to happen from time to time, but just have a short memory of your failures and just go into the conversation thinking, Worst thing that happens is I fall flat on my face and then I'll go learn from it in the next one. Like, that's really all you can do. Because if you just stay in that fearful mindset and you're essentially running from these fears, then success will stay far away from you. And you just need to accept the fact that sometimes you're going to fall on your face. But, you know, whatever that early 2000s or late 90s rock song is, maybe it's not rock. Even the best fall down sometimes.
What's that quote? There's a quote I love, the man in the arena quote. Do you know that quote? It's essentially,
My wall.
It's on my wall too. That's funny. you could probably, because you're the analyst in the room.
Yeah. Bottom line is you're going to fall, get up. You know, the people that judge you are the ones that don't participate. And so their opinion doesn't really matter. Get in there, get dirty, get up, fight another day.